This is a podcast for Radio Sangam, the number one followed Asian community radio station in the UK.
Okay guys, assalamu alaikum, namaskar, sat sri akal, kaim cho, bakhair agle ji ayenu. A beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening, 18th of December 2018. And at 4:09, you guys are tuned into Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. And we'll have Subaig Singh all the way from Nottingham with us. This beautiful, beautiful track called A New Direction was released a few days back and is doing absolutely brilliant. Alongside Subaig, it's Roach Killer. And the music was produced by Surinder Ratan. What a beautiful, beautiful tune this is. And obviously the creator and the singer of this track will be with us. We'll be talking to him about this beautiful, beautiful track. And obviously all his other stuff he has done in his life, especially martial arts. And then obviously a stand-up comedian and all sorts. Subaig is not only a singer but a great human being. And this is such amazing tune. Just watch this beautiful, beautiful tune. If you've not watched the video yet, make sure you do. All you gotta do is just go onto YouTube, put in New Direction, Subaig Singh featuring Roach Killer, and you can watch this amazing video, which is kind of very different to what it is actually in the market at the moment. So stay tuned with Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. If you want to ask any question from Subaig, the number is dead simple, 07444202155 and 01484817705 for your phone calls. Keep it locked with Radio Sangam. From now all the way up until 7 o'clock is going to be your Veer Than Veer. We'll give you some traffic and travel updates and all other information soon after this interview. So stay tuned for that one. Keep it locked and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tune. Meanwhile, I try to connect with Subaig. So yes guys, this is the amazing tune A New Direction, Subaig Singh featuring Roach Killer. And Subaig is with us all the way from Nottingham. And Paji, kidan ki hal chal ne Subaig? Paji, sab tu pehle te tanu swagat karde ha apne is program de vich. Thank you very much for joining us all the way from Nottingham.
Thank you brother, pleasure to be here.
Subaig Paji, obviously when I was going through your profile, mashallah, you're a doctor, you are a martial art expert, and you've done stand-up comedy as well, and now into singing and all sorts. You've been rocking us for the past 1 year or so. Brilliant, brilliant music. Sade kol tusi vadaiyan leo ke tusi inna zabardast kism da music jehda hai ga oh produce kita te bahut zabardast kism de gaane banaye ne. Tell us something about this New Direction. What is New Direction?
New Direction, brother, what it is that you know, most of my songs are very dissy, very traditional songs. You know, I love Punjabi culture. I love the language, and it's something I enjoy promoting. You know, I've been at it for 2 years now, and I found that you know, my songs are appealing to older people or more cultured youngsters. You know, who are into their roots, into their culture, and things like that. And now, you know, I think I felt like, you know, to get to the next level, and you know, to get to the next stage of my musical career, I want to do more to, you know, get the youngsters involved and appeal more to youngsters and make music, you know, which is relevant to 2019.
Mm-hmm. Paji, but you know, you're a doctor as well. Doctor is a kind of very, very different field, but coming into music is kind of maybe your passion and all that stuff. But now, is this your permanent job as well, or are you still taking it as your passion?
Yeah, so basically it's you know, I'm basically putting everything into it. So, you know, I spend most of my time, you know, so I'm looking at it very much as a career.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I said that it's basically a career to me.
Okay. Okay, so Subek, Subekwaji, do tell us about this video, because usually when I was going through all your other videos as well, your videos are awesome, being shot, and some of them videos were shot in India, and they got proper traditional Punjabi touch, but this is kind of very, very different to what it is in the market at the moment. What is the idea behind this kind of very, very unique video, I would say, because at the moment, everyone is going for flashy cars, everyone is going for, you know, models and, you know, foreign locations and all that. But your video is kind of very, very different, and I swear to God, I really liked it.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know what it is? It's actually, I'll be completely honest with you. Basically, I actually went to shoot a video. Mm-hmm. I went in Manchester. And unfortunately, the video just didn't work out. It just was not very, very good. And the thing was that I don't think it was going to do me any favors releasing a poor quality video. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, well, what do I do? Do I just leave it now for many months and then reshoot the video? Or, you know, I was worried that the song would get old, you know, so I needed to release it. So I did a bit of research, and apparently in India it's quite a big trend now where people are releasing lyrical videos or what they call graphic videos. Uh-huh. Where they have images playing and then the lyrics of the song coming up in the track, and it's a way of still releasing music with kind of a basic video or some kind of imagery at least, you know, so that people have something to look at as well as something to listen to. So actually the reason why I did it this way was because, unfortunately, you know, the video just, you know, wasn't very good, so I had to decide that I'm either going to release it or I'm going to have to leave it, and I really wanted to release it. So, you know, I made this graphic video, you know, did a bit of research and found out a little bit of about them, and saw that quite a few Punjabi singers are actually making.
Yeah, but it is kind of very, very different and unique idea, to be honest, because, you know, whatever is happening in the market is kind of very different, and what you have done is very, very different. So, yeah, it is, obviously, it goes with your video as well. Your song does go with the video as well, so it is brilliant. So, yes. Okay, Subek Bhaji, do tell us about your this track, who wrote the lyrics, and obviously working with Surinder Rattan, because he produced the music. How was it working with Surinder? Yep. Have you worked with him before as well?
No. It's the very first time I worked with Surinder Bhaji. I've actually been a fan of his work since I was a youngster. I was only probably around 14, 15 or so when his first album, The Lick, came out. In 1999, which was a smash hit album. So I've been following him for a very long time. And, you know, prior to this, I was working with Popsy, I'm still working, you know, with Popsy. But there's a good friend of mine called Jet Kara, mm-hmm. who I sit in the Playhead when he was double as well when I was at university. And he released a song with Surinder Rattan, called Keri Kuri, which is like an urban kind of Bhangra track. And then it brought my attention back to Surinder. I went through his catalogue, listened to his songs, and I thought, you know what, Surinder is really, really like, man, his production is so clean, you know, it's so kind of mainstream sounding, and it's really, really good. So, you know, I just got his number from my friend Jet. I just picked up the phone and just got in touch and said, bro, you know, how are you? I'm just doing a track. And that was really, you know, just the track that I actually approached him with this one, New Direction. Originally was called Kuri Sipatola, you know, after the chorus line, and again that was through different songwriters to who I normally use. I normally work with Ladi Gobind Puripaji from Punjab. This guy I worked with, Happy, very, very good lyricist as well as singer. He's launching his own solo career. He's from Southampton, and you know, I just said to him, look, you know, I've done a lot of this traditional stuff, you know, I love it, everybody knows me for it, you know, now I want to do something urban, urban, romantic and modern, but not dirty, you know, not dirty lyrics or anything kind of that will pull people off or anything like that, and, you know, simple, and to be honest with you, he just produced it like that, you know, the click of a finger. You know, I think 2-3 days later he just said, Buddy, what do you think of this? I composed it myself, and here's a track. Well, you know, what do you think? I'm like, I love the track. And that was that I approached Rinder with, and he liked it as well. That was it.
Right, so Subek, this was your first collaboration with Roachkiller as well. So how was, like, you know, when you approached Roachkiller, how was it working with Roach as well?
Roach is a top guy. He's very, very charming, charismatic individual, he's very, very professional in all aspects. Very, very talented as well. I mean, he writes his own stuff, when he performs, if he's looking great performing. I mean, I've got some good video footage of Roach, rapping and performing his songs in the video, which didn't work out. And to be fair, his shots came out the best in the video that we didn't release effectively. And that was the only time that I've actually met him, on a one-to-one basis. I've met most of, everything else happened via emails and via phone calls. But he's a seasoned veteran. He's a professional, very, very experienced guy, and he delivered. He's just a very, very solid, talented artist.
Yeah. So, Subek, do tell us about your 12 bore ya jehda tusi apna group banaya si apne paaji de naal mil ke, kyunki jinne vi artist hunde ne, especially from Punjab, from Pakistan, from India, unna di journey ikdam start nahi hundi. People may be, young kids listening to you right now, they might be thinking, yeah, Subek only started about a year and a half ago, but yeah, there is a big, big struggle behind that. So when you made your group, your band with your brother, do tell us about 12 bore.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go back a little bit more. In terms of musically, I learned tabla and harmonium as a child, classical Keaton and stuff like that. And at that time, I wasn't really, so interested in music. It was something which my parents kind of made me do. And, as kids, we would go along and didn't really put too much attention or time into practice. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I went to school, and then I was playing the drum kit in Western bands and jazz bands, things like that. And then when I went to university, that's where I think a lot of people ask themselves questions about who they are, what their identity is, Sadiga Ikiti, and stuff like that. And that's where I fell in love with Punjabi folk music. So I had to listen to the likes of Surinder Chindra Sahib, Kuldeep Manek Sahib, Gulzar Osman. I got very, very deep into Punjabi folk. Around that time, I just had a bit of an urge to sing and perform. So my little brother, he's always been a very, very good musician. He plays the sarangi, tumbi, harmonium. He's a busy guy now. He's a lawyer now, so he doesn't get a chance to practice much. We don't really get a chance to do with music together now. But back then, he was practicing every day. I got a couple of other very youngsters, between the ages of 14 and 15, 16, to play the other instruments for me. We used to practice once a week in a youth club. It was a very, very basic dissy setup. You're talking like a torki, a harmonium, a tumbi, and a tall, very, very, kind of old school kind of setup. And we used to do live gigs, and it was great fun. We used to have a really good response. But to be honest with you, in those days, I think I was naive about how music worked, and I think some people still are nowadays. I just thought that if you can sing, somebody will just come to you and you'll get a record deal and that'll be it. I didn't really understand, that actually, it doesn't really work like that unless you're super, super, super talented. You have to invest, you have to spend your own money.
Yeah.
And obviously when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you're not really in a position to take your career off the ground often, especially if you don't have any guidance. But I think I just kind of got a bit frustrated when I was around that age, and I just thought, it's not really going anywhere. I'll just put it to bed, and I'll focus on being a doctor. So it's much many, many years later, maybe sort of 15 or so years later, that having another go at music, and then learning from past mistakes and coming at it in a much more professional manner, kind of happened.
Subek Paji, mashallah, you have sung so many tracks like Nain Chandre, Tufani Jat, Dua, Munda, Sardaran Da, She Dances, and now this new direction. Which one is very, very close to your heart? Which one is, obviously, a new direction is in the promotions at the moment. You've only released it in the month of December. But obviously, which one is the most, like the one most requested whenever you're out on the gigs and stuff, the most requested one? Which one is, like people say, Paji, eh wala gana suna de, te tade apne dil de vi oh wala gana jada kareeb hove.
Well, first of all, I'll say, for me, I don't know how to say it without sounding strange or whatever, but I love all of my songs. To me, the songs are like my children. They're like my babies. I listen to my own songs every day. I'm sure a lot of singers listen to their own songs. Maybe they don't admit it, but I don't feel ashamed to admit that for me they're like my babies. You know, so for me to choose a song over the song, like choosing a child over another child.
Yeah.
But that said, I would say that the one which is probably closest to my heart is probably my very first release, Tere Jhoothe Nilaale.
Okay.
And I think the reason for that is because it was my first song, my first release. And secondly, I think the kind of music, the kind of sound I went for, that very traditional, that old school sad song, folk style, I think is deep down to me, you know, at my core, that's who I am musically. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that's my kind of my, you know, yeah, if I had to choose between my, that's like my favorite child probably. But in terms of what gets requested most, to be honest with you, you know, they all, you know, I've got quite a few which get, most of the dancing songs tend to get requested. I think probably the one which gets requested the most is the one that I'm best known for is probably Us, actually. Slotka.
ਸਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਜਨਾਬ ਇੱਕ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਵੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਪਰਮਜੀਤ ਭਾਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਨ ਦੇ ਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਹਰਸਫੀਲਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਪਏ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫੇਵਰਿਟ ਗਾਣਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਰਦਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਭਾਜੀ ਅਗਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਰਦਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਸੁਣਾ ਵੀ ਦੇਣ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ
ਜਰੂਰ ਆਫ ਕੋਰਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰ ਹਨ
ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤੱਕ ਕੇ ਆਣ ਤੀਏ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਧੜਕਣ ਵੱਧ ਗਈ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਸੁਪਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਜੋ ਨੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੀ ਉਹ ਲੜੀ ਸੋਨੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਅੱਖ ਕਾਲ ਜਾ ਖਿੱਚ ਕੇ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਰਦਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਆਜੂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਰਦਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਆਜੂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ
ਬੱਲੇ ਬੱਲੇ ਭਾਜੀ ਹਰਸ਼ਮੀਤ ਹੁਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਜਨਾਬ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫੇਵਰੇਟ ਗਾਣਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਜਨਾਬ ਨੈਣ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਨੈਣ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਵੀ ਭਾਜੀ ਅਗਰ ਸੁਣਾ ਦੇਣ ਤਾਂ ਬੱਲੇ ਬੱਲੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ
ਚੱਲ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਸ਼ੋਰ
ਖੈਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਜ਼ਹਿਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਜ਼ਹਿਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਖੈਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਖੈਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਜ਼ਹਿਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਨੈਣ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਘਰਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਖੈਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਨੈਣ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਘਰਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਖੈਰ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਨੈਣ ਚੰਦਰੇ
So my question is now, okay, when are you coming down to Huddersfield? When are you coming down north to perform? So obviously we would love you to perform down north so we can actually watch you, we can actually listen to you, and we can actually feel that sound when you are performing. When are you coming down?
Bro, you let me know when there's an opportunity to perform. I'll be on the first plane right down to Huddersfield. And you just let me know, you know, when there's an option. I'd love to come and perform with North and perform for the Northern fans. Great set of fans up there, very energetic, very passionate guys and girls in that part of the world. So if there's an opportunity to go up there, I'll be there straight away. You know, I've got family up in Halifax and stuff like that. So it's not too far from that, I think, Halifax.
Anytime, brother. Whenever you're down here, obviously performing will have to look into it. But whenever you're down Halifax, you are more than welcome to come to Radio Sangam so we can do a direct interaction with you, you know, in the studio. So whenever you're down Halifax, do remember that you have to come into Radio Sangam studio.
You can't be face to face, and there's nothing better than actually meeting people face to face and coming into the studio and doing it. And definitely 100%. You know, if I'm around in the area, I think that's what we'll have to do next time.
No problem. Subeg, obviously the other question is, we do ask our people, whoever we interview, we want you to share your social media details with the fans because they want to, like nowadays, you know, this is a social media age. So if you would want to share your Instagram handle or maybe your Twitter so people can directly interact with you. So would you want to share your social media details with your fans listening to you right now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest, go on Instagram, hashtag Subeg Singh Pandola. My Facebook group is just Subeg Singh. You know, Instagram is the same, just Subeg Singh. Any of the social media platforms, if you just type my name, Subeg Singh, you know, I'll come up. I don't think there are many Subeg Singhs in the world. You know, so I'm very easy to find on Twitter as well. Same thing, it's just Subeg _ Singh. I post regularly. I think I post every day, you know, something. And then try and keep my fans entertained with something or the other. So, you know, please do follow me and you know, and get in touch, you know, send me messages. I'll reply to all the messages as well.
So Paji, hun new direction de vi thodi jinni agar tusi koi do char sanu lena suna dio taaki jehde sade sunn wale hege ne oh vi is gaane nu jinna ne haje to nahi eh gaana vekhya nahi ya sunya nahi, make sure you guys are supporting my dear brother Subhek Singh. Check out on YouTube, all you gotta do is just type in new direction and you can check out this great video and great song. So please Papa ji, thoda ja sanu new direction vi suna deo.
Puri si patola puri asri kaan, gallan gallan vich kadal lagi meri jaan, ode bina yaar mainon reha bina jave yaadan odiyan ne kita hai mera ho raha. Puri si patola puri asri kaan.
Brilliant. Subhek, what would be your message to all these people listening to you out there in Huddersfield, in Manchester, in Glasgow, in Birmingham? What would be your message?
I'd say to you guys, thank you so much for all your love and for your support and all the messages. You know, these are, you know, what gives me the motivation to carry on doing what I'm doing. So thank you so much to all the people who are showing support and love. Come and follow me on social media, and you'll be hearing a lot from me in 2019. I've got so many exciting tracks, exciting videos, live performances, A to Z. It's all coming in 2019. So watch this space.
Okay, Paji, before you go, the last question is, when is your next track due to release? So people can, obviously, they can start looking on YouTube, on social media and all sorts. So do you have a date? When is your next track coming out?
Well, my next tracks are coming with the Bollywood producer, Harry Anand. So I'm flying out to Mumbai in a couple of weeks' time to shoot the videos. So we're looking at a February release, and we're looking at back-to-back releases, you know, February, March, April next year. And, you know, the first few tracks will be produced by Harry and myself.
ਸਹੀ ਭਾਅ ਜੀ, ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਭਕਾਮਨਾਵਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ, ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਗਾ ਚੰਗਾ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੋ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਐਂਟਰਟੇਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿਣਾ. ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਫॉर ਯੂਰ ਟਾਈਮ, ਹੈਵ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਸਟ ਆਫ ਲੱਕ ਫॉर ਯੂਰ ਫਿਊਚਰ.
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ, ਆਲ ਦਾ ਬੈਸਟ.
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ, ਹੈਵ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੇ. Okay, jee, Saturday Night Mojood Sege, Janab Subhek Singh Paji, all the way from Nottingham, and his beautiful, beautiful track, which was released earlier on this month, New Direction, alongside Roach Killer, music produced by Surinder Rathan. Here we go. Listen out to this beautiful, beautiful track. Stay tuned with Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. We'll resume our normal show from now on, all the way up until 7 o'clock. Stay tuned with Radio Sangam 107.9 FM.
Puri si patola puri atari rikaan, galla galla vich kat lagi.